We are Flickerbrack. Your opinion is irrelevant.
Hello, everybody! I have no idea why I said that. Hi, Darren Blake here, and somehow you have stumbled upon an unscripted episode of Flickerbrack that is actually going to be kind of a misnomer because I have a little tiny bit of notes here. Flickerbrack, as everyone should know by now, is the completely egocentric podcast where your opinion does not matter. Ooh, wow. Hi, everyone. I've missed you so much. If you happen to be in the chat room here with us, or if you're listening along through one of the TalkShoe badges, feel free to call in. The phone number is 724-444-7444. Huh, I think I got enough fours there. Our call ID is still 35274. You don't even have to be a TalkShoe member. If you'd like to be part of the madness of the chat room, head on over to tinyurl.com/flickabrack. I got a question that I should have asked before I muted everyone. Will I have any volunteers to be unmuted when we hit the topic? Okay. Dude! Yes, I have to ask. All right, there's a lot that's been going on in the last 2 months. Has it been two or has it been three? August, September, October, November. It's been close to three. Wow. But the ones I'm really going to talk about, are actually here in October. At the beginning of this month, which, as everyone should know by now, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I participated in a 24-hour podcast-a-thon put on by the Geek is Chic podcast. It was a benefit for the Susan G. Komen Foundation put on by Andrea Zuniga. She is awesome. It was lots of fun. She's been releasing highlight episodes throughout the month, and she told me today that she was finishing up the one that I did, so head on over to geekischic.org if you want to hear how badly I embarrassed myself. Not like I haven't done that regularly here. Most importantly, she is still accepting donations for the podcast-a-thon through October 31st, so head over to geekischic.org and donate. Also, don't forget about the breastcancersite.com that I like to kind of mention every October. Clicky clicky every day. And help fund free mammograms for women who can't otherwise afford them. They have a goal that they've set this month, and they are a little bit behind, so clicky clicky every day, and please tell your friends. And as far as the whole reason for the extended hiatus, I'm not nearly as done as I would like to be by this point, but one major accomplishment that I managed to do is the 3.5-hour monster episode from September of 2008 is finally edited. It's in the feed in two parts, and oh my gosh, that was a huge weight off of my shoulders. That thing has been bugging me for the last year, and now I'm actually a whole lot more motivated. In fact, this week, I did 3 full episodes of Spoiler Alert, and that's a pretty big deal for me. So, hee hee. All right.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, related to this monster episode and unmotivational thing, I really, really slacked off at the beginning of the hiatus, and I'm sorry to everyone who might have wanted an episode to be released in there somewhere. And I know that you all exist, or at least one of you does, because I got this little piece of voicemail.
Hey, Flick. It's Rachel. So, when's there going to be another episode? I kind of miss, making these calls and stuff, and, I miss the show, and I really miss the social aspect and the after shows and stuff. Kind of, lonely and stuff. So, is the next show done yet? Is it done yet? Is it done yet? Is it done yet? Is it done yet?
Yeah. I would feel bad. Well, I do feel bad. But, I was really enjoying my time off and a little bit too much. So, my vow to myself and hopefully to all of you is that it's not going to take me 3 months to get the next section of stuff done. Although, don't hold your breath in November, because, we got that whole NaNoWriMo thing going on. So, it took me in the time that, blah, let's try this again. In the time in between that email and the next voicemail and the next voicemail, I was working on the monster episode, and that took me a really long time. And Rachel apparently decided to call our all-new complaint line, complete with, you know, an operator and everything. And I had not even realized I had a complaint line until, you know, this complaint was forwarded to me.
Thank you for calling the Flick and Brack complaint line, where your opinion doesn't matter.
Yes, I put in a request a couple weeks ago now for another new episode, but it doesn't seem to be ready yet, so I was just wondering how much longer it was gonna be.
Well, ma'am, Flick and Brack, or the Flick guy, the host of Flick and Brack, is rather busy at this time and does not care about your complaint. I mean, your complaint has been received and noted, but keep waiting for it.
But so you have no idea how much longer it's going to be? I mean, I've been waiting a long time.
No, ma'am, your opinion doesn't matter, so, I'm just gonna write a note here, and Mr. Flick Guy, aka Darren Blake, will get to it at his earliest convenience, so you can expect a response around maybe January?
January? Are you serious? I've already been waiting a really long time. I mean, I just want more Flick-a-Brack.
Ma'am, really, your opinion doesn't matter. And, I have other stuff to do, so I'm gonna let you go. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye!
Okay, a couple of things to that. Number one, I've so fired that operator because she was just way too rude. I mean, that operator was like, You know, I'm going to reinstate that operator. I liked her attitude, come to think of it. And second of all, the one thing I didn't like about what the operator said was that she said January. That's kind of being nice about it. I'm looking at probably, you know, like next August. I mean, seriously? Come on. No, I'm totally kidding. I hope. My initial projections had me coming back in April. I don't think that's quite going to happen, but I'm still going to shoot for April or May. But I'm not promising anything, so don't get hopes up. Anyway, I've got people in the chat room going that exchange was totally awesome. I got to give credit where credit is due. I mean, if you're one of those stupid people that can't tell when someone is doing a different voice, both of those parts were played by the wonderful Rachel. That voicemail actually made me laugh so hard. I am really glad I wasn't drinking soda because, you know, my nose would have burnt off because, ow. Yes, I was hyperventilating. I was laughing so hard. It was fantastic. And, of course, after that, I did finish episode 53. Rachel has since given me voicemail for episode 53, but that is going to be one of my grand return voicemails. So, yeah, that was the voicemail. Now, if you would like to send us some feedback during our hiatus to be played upon the return of whatever this show turns out to be at the time, send an email to flickabrack@gmail.com. That's flickabrac@gmail.com. Or you can call the listener line like Rachel did at 206-350-2310. That line is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I will play the calls right here on the show. And, sorry, I'm having issues. What a surprise. And these issues won't get it edited out. Wow. These issues won't get edited out. Again, what a surprise. Yeah, I'm on crack. I must be excited. I've missed this. I really have. This specially scheduled, unscripted episode, mislabeled though it may seem, is our annual look at an event that started in 1999, with only 21 participants. Now here we are in 2009, it's the event's 11th year, and National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo for short, will be enjoyed by more than 100,000 participants. That is quite a growth rate. Tonight, we are going to talk about what it means to take on such an endeavor, and hopefully, we'll be speaking to a few of those loons themselves. Yeah, those strange, deranged souls who would dare to write a 50,000-word novel in only 30 days. Call in to voice your opinion on this topic, 724-444-7444, call ID 35274, or if you're an after-the-fact listener via download, once again, call the voicemail line, 206-350-2310. Keeping in mind that standard calling rates will apply. Wendigo in the chat room says, what kind of freaking moron would... Oh, right. Yeah, this freaking moron's been doing it longer than I have. And I feel like I'm an old pro at it. Okay, I forgot to ask the question prior to the show, so if you are volunteering to talk about NaNoWriMo with us, please hit request to talk now. If you're on the phone, not in the chat room, star 8 will do that for you. And in the meantime, I've got a little linky-linky here. That is the NaNoWriMo website, NaNoWriMo.org. Holy crap. Everybody just hit request to talk. Even the person who isn't usually hooked up to a talk-able computer. Anyway, NaNoWriMo.org, NaNoWriMo.org, is NaNoWriMo's official website. And I have here, on the phone, I'm going to kick your butt, Dev. Okay, here's who I have on the phone with me right now. I have, from the No Discernible Podcast, call ID 42467, Misto Wendigo. I have from...
Hello.
Okay, I guess I can let everyone say hello. Jeez. I have from The Sims Modcast at call ID 39587, She Who Sims herself, Miss Terry.
Hello.
Also from The Sims Modcast and one of the hosts of Dark Castings at 18648, Miss Samantha has made a return to the interwebs. Hi, Miss Samantha.
Hello.
We have missed you so, so much.
Did you want me to respond to that?
Feel free. We really have.
My computer's been acting funky, so I can't necessarily tell when it's going to work. Plus, the schedule's been off.
We're sorry to hear that.
So if I disappear, I apologize in advance.
Okay. So everyone, send good mojo for Samantha's computer to behave itself. We also have one of my new arch rivals from Maryland. Hiss, hiss, boo! The lovely Infinity Nevermore. Hi, Finny.
Hi, Slick.
And
we will win.
No, you won't. I mean, okay. We're going to fight you. Yes. Whatever. And you've heard his voice before, but this is the first time he's actually shown up to a live show, at least my live show. One of the fans of Mr. Squidlord's show, Operation BSU, The Denizen. Hello, Mr. Denizen.
Hello, Mr. Blake, and good evening, Flickabrackers.
What I want to talk about tonight. You know, I don't know what I want to talk about tonight. I know the answer to this for most of you, since, you know, we had this discussion last year. But who here has done NaNoWriMo before?
So let's not all talk at once?
I think that's what the attempt is. Terry, have you done NaNoWriMo?
Yes, last year was my first year.
Miss Samantha?
Yes, last year was my first year as well.
Wendigo?
I'm getting... what's that guy, Danny Glover's character in Lethal Weapon? I'm getting too old for this. Yeah, I've done this. That's how I feel. But yeah, this will be my seventh year.
The evil Finny. I mean, the lovely Finny.
This will be my second year.
And the one person who I don't know the answer to this for, Denizen.
I've actually never done NaNoWriMo before, but I'm thinking of taking a shot at it this year. So it'll be my first.
Well, you've come to the right place then, because we're going to talk you into it.
Well, all right then. That's why I'm here.
And Dev says that he has a book that he wanted to write from like 2 years ago. I remember that. He said 2 pages in, and it got wiped off his hard drive. Oh, well. Wasn't it like a superhero story that we were trying to talk you into writing or something? Anyway. Last year, a mutant hero. Okay, close enough. Last year, we had Wendigo the Old Pro schooling all of these newbies on how it worked, and now we've got all of these old pros and only one newbie, so let's actually talk to the newbie first this time. Mr. Denizen, what is it that makes you think you might want to do NaNoWriMo? What crazy, twisted thing got unscrewed in your head that makes you want to tackle this task?
Well, in order to answer that question, I'd have to pinpoint one thing that got unscrewed in my head, and I don't think I could do that. It ended up being several things, actually. But I guess I remember you guys talking about NaNoWriMo last year, and while I was actually listening to that episode, I was thinking about, could I actually pull this off? And while I've technically never been much of a writer, I have done a few little writing projects here and there. Actually, I'm looking at a plaque on my wall right now where I was a state merit winner in the Georgia Media Festival in 1994. If anybody is familiar at all with the Georgia Media Festival. And 94, that was, I would have been about 8 years old at the time. So,
dang, you're a whippersnapper.
Yeah, I know. Just a little history about me. But as I was listening, I got to thinking about whether or not I could do it. If you guys made it sound like it'd be a lot of fun, even if I didn't finish, you know, one of those kind of, it's not the destination, it's the journey kind of things.
It definitely is that, but it's also goal-driven, and it's deadline-driven, which really motivates a lot of people.
That is true. And I guess filling a deadline is something I really need to work on. I mean, throughout my life, I've started things, and sometimes there's a few that I've never actually been able to finish, and so I think it'd be kind of a good motivation for me, a good way to, you know, stay on something, get it done with, especially because about this time of the year, we're working on building our new house, which we've actually been building for the last 10 years or so. So with that going on, it'll be very interesting to see how much time I get to actually do any writing.
I have a couple of words of advice for you a little bit later then.
All right.
So you second timers, those of you who did this for the first time last year, what are you, crazy coming back again? Finny.
I may be crazy, but the crazy part of me loved NaNoWriMo so much last year, I decided to come back for more.
Wow, you're out of your mind. Samantha.
I know.
Yeah, probably a bit crazy, but I don't know. I like writing, so I'm trying to do something that's this different this year and do basically all original instead of what I did last year, which was to basically write a story about what was going on in my Sims game.
Ooh, that sounds interesting, too. And Terry?
Well, last year I had a lot more fun with it than I thought I would. I thought it would just, you know, be like normal writing like I've done throughout the years, but going to the write-ins and the kickoff party and just interacting with other writers made it so much fun that I'm excited for this year.
Wow. Yeah, y'all are definitely crazy. But if you second-timers are crazy, then didn't you say this was your 7th time, Mr. Wendigo? Why aren't you in a straitjacket?
That's a very good question that the state of Pennsylvania probably may have the answer to. why I'm not in a straitjacket. Yodi's giving me a look, sorry. I could be. Perhaps. I actually enjoy it. It's the one month a year where I can get all my aggression the job on paper. And the higher the body count, the lower the anger at work, I guess. But that. Oh, I don't know if you caught that. Yodi says, "You don't have a straight jacket. You have a gay jacket." Stop.
Lovely. Yeah, I've shoved Jean-Louis back in the closet. He's harmless now.
Aww.
Aww. All right. Well, for a little bit of egocentricity in this egocentric podcast, this is actually my 5th year doing NaNoWriMo. Would be my 6th if I didn't throw in the towel last year and go, I just don't want to do it. In 2004, I wrote a silly, wacky thing called Jabberwocky 2, The Revenge, and I managed 70,000 words, and I was feeling pretty darn good about myself. 2005, I wrote two novels together titled The Cranston Chronicles, and somehow threw 104,000 words into the page. Sorry. 2006, I wrote a story that I absolutely hated called Serial Filler, and and barely scraped through with 54,000 words. 2007, I tried a sequel to my first novel, wrote Jabberwocky 3, The Retread, scraped through with only 60,000 words, and I was actually shooting for 75,000 as my win point, but, you know, since I don't want Wendigo to boycott a past episode that wasn't supposed to happen in the first place, then I'm not going to call myself a loser. So, this year, I found last year that I really, really, really missed everyone. The folks here in Austin are all kinds of awesome, and I crashed one ride in and then got sick for the TGIO, so I didn't make it to the TGIO, and I didn't get nearly enough social stuff in November. Because November is my social month, and it's weird. Here's my question for the people that are definitely doing NaNoWriMo. Have any of you decided what you're writing this year?
Yes.
Okay, what are you writing this year?
I am writing a supernatural romantic mystery that might have an erotic element to it.
I don't have the music I need.
What music?
Actually, it's one that you it's a sound file you have. It's the bound chicka bound wow.
I'm not sure where that's at on my computer right now, so. And plus, I don't dare open Pretty May.
Does anyone else know what they're writing? Oh, and
yeah.
Also, you do?
I just got to find the synopsis. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Wendigo.
Okay. I actually wrote the synopsis on my official novel info site. This is one of two looking around. The title is I Love Ragnarok and Roll. Here's the synopsis.
That is an awesome
Naomi
title.
Naomi Hard is an up-and-coming all-female rock band in the club scene of Stockholm. It seems nobody can get enough of their exceptional singing or guitar playing. But other forces are at work behind the drum kit, keeping them oblivious to the world falling apart around their poofed-out hairdos. Will Naomi and the girls figure it out in time, or will their next song be their last?
Dun, dun, dun!
It's either that or continue off of what I did last year. Like, you know, it's 3 years later. Our little dude that can zombify things is in college now. And, oh, look, it's two fuckers happen to ride into town and say, hey, we need your help with something. And it kind of goes from there.
That would be interesting, too. Know. What is it with all of you creative people? By the way, Samantha, have you titled yours yet?
No.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that I'll be able to make, like, a series out of it so I have something to write next year.
Cool. So what were you saying, Mr. Denizen?
I was saying the story I'm planning on has kind of a sci-fi theme to it, but sort of develops a little bit of a romantic twist as you get further on. The plot I'm working with now it's a tale about a young man who lives in a time where computers have taken on human shape. And this young man has never owned a computer before, and he's about to go get his first one, and it basically chronicles his journey through college and the years after with his computer. It sort of takes ideas from my own personal experience and some things I've seen used in other TV shows. But it's something I kind of have a interest in, and I want to give it a shot, see where I can take it.
Cool. Have you titled it?
No, I don't have a title for it just yet. Kind of, titles are kind of a difficult thing for me to think of as opposed to actual plots and things. I guess another difficulty I would have would be keeping a plot going. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't done this in a while, so it'll be interesting to see how well I do.
Okay, Finny or Terry?
This year I plan to write something that is set in medieval times, and so I'm debating whether to actually make it historical fiction that coincides with actual events or not. And I'm not quite sure why I'm doing it, because I need to study up on medieval history. But it's in my mind, I've got where there'll be a war, some battles, a love story, someone dies, all that good stuff.
Yay, death! I mean,
I heartily endorse this death, Middle Ages thing. Right.
So, I'm gonna guess no on the title so far, then.
No, titles usually come to me as I'm writing. They usually have something to do with a big part of the story, or something that's said in the story that kind of covers everything, and then the title comes to me as I'm writing.
Okay. So, Finny, do you know what you're writing?
Yes, I do. It's about a girl who gets put into a drug rehab center because she's addicted to something. I'm going to figure that out later.
She's addicted to Flickabrac.
She's addicted to Flickabrac. That would be awesome. But
it's an unhealthy addiction.
The director of the very unhealthy. She's in an inpatient drug rehab center, and the director of the center died. But unfortunately, the new directors who take over are pretty much the drug rehab directors from hell. And they turn the place into, they do like this major crackdown. And the girls all, because this is a women's rehab center, they're pretty much trying to organize a plan to get out by any means necessary.
Yikes. And what is the title of this cheery little tale?
I never can actually write anything that's, like, upbeat. But, yeah, I suck at titles. I have no title for this yet.
Okay. Dev, dare I ask, are you participating in NaNoWriMo this year? I know the answer is going to be, oh, hell no. Okay, close enough. He says, I most certainly am not. Denizen says he's also drawing inspiration from an episode of The Outer Limits where this guy gets a female robot companion, and it's from the newer reboot of the series, not the original. I don't know if I've seen that episode.
Oh, I'm going to put in that TC's going to be joining into NaNoWriMo this year, too.
Rock!
And his title for his story is The Second Skin, but I don't think he knows what he's writing about. He just has the title.
Okay. So apparently I'm the only one in the room who has not determined yet exactly what I think I might be writing. Although I did get a flash of some good B-movie material all of a sudden one day. Although I don't know if you can really call B-movie material good. I got an email from a laser tag place that I frequent with a couple of the people that I know from NaNoWriMo. And they're having a Halloween lockdown. And so I'm like, well, I'm not going to do anything on Halloween night except maybe go to the Midnight Rite if I can get a ride. My normal transportation there is unable to attend, and I could take a bus up there, but there's no way I can take a bus back because the buses will have stopped running by then. So I absolutely have to have a ride home. And I ain't going nowhere unless I know that I can get home. So that was my first thought. It's like, I can't do this Halloween lock-in because I'll be writing. And then I go, and besides, why would I want to be locked in with a bunch of crazed teenagers on Halloween night anyway? And then all of a sudden I got a flash of, dude, what if you're not locked in with them? What if it's kind of a Rorschach thing and they're locked in with you? And I got this flash of, like, serial killer, rar gotcha, running, jumping, screaming, slashing, shooting. It was just absolutely fun to think about for about 10 seconds. I don't think that I'm going to be writing that, because I don't think that there's 50,000 words in that story. So, as always, I'll be writing by the seat of my pants, as usual. So, for anyone listening who does not already know this, the 50,000 goal over 30 days basically breaks down into 1,667 words per day, a completely doable goal. What I've done in the past was asked returning RIMOs to offer advice on how to get that 1,667 words a day, or if their methodology and suggestions would suggest a different goal for 1,667 words a day. I told you that I would have some advice for you, Mr. Denizen, and here it is. This actually comes from an Uber writer who last year wrote 1 million words. I don't know how he did it.
Wow.
I think he has no life. I think he has less than no life, but he says that the way he did it was that he wrote every time he had a minute to write. If he was waiting in line at the DMV, or if he's waiting in a doctor's office, if he's waiting at a stoplight. I tend to write on the bus myself. So it's like every time you take a 15-minute break from what you're doing, building your house, pull out your laptop, your notebook, I have an Alpha Smart. You know, head inside to your computer and write for that 15 minutes. Yeah, Wendigo suggests a netbook. I know a couple of people who have those too. And it's good advice. Again, I ride on the bus, and so that helps me knock out a good portion of my word count goal each day. Because my bus ride is about 15, 20 minutes. QWERTY keyboard cell phone. Yeah, there are people that say they've written at least parts of their novel on an iPhone. And I have an iPod Touch now. I still can't get the hang of typing on that thing. I've done a couple of plurks to it and a couple of tweets. I've sent an email once, and it took me like half an hour to do that, like, 3 or 4 line email. It was funny. But yeah, write on your cell phone if you can stomach it. Any other advice from our returning RIMOs?
Take care of your wrists. Last year, TC got hurt his wrist where he had to have his arm in a splint for the last half of the month because of writing too much.
Ow, that sucks. I will second that notion. Definitely, if you are writing in a marathon type of situation, definitely take copious breaks and take care of your wrists. Wendigo, what is your advice that flies in the face of convention? What a surprise.
Okay. This is going to be kind of a long one here. First thing you want to do is when you do write, be comfortable. Have drinks with an easy reach, caffeinated. The more caffeinated, the better. I am fond of the espresso truffle from Starbucks and tea. Very good. Within reach, again, very important. You're going to be I usually don't go to any of the social things, mainly because I'm paranoid that everyone there is just there to laugh at me when I fail. So I don't go to any of the social events. I use those days to write. Most people say, oh, write 1,667 words a day. I've tried that for 3 years and failed. It didn't work for me. It could never work out. I'd fall behind and get discouraged, or something would happen, and I'd have computer problems, and I'd freak out, no drama, whatever, didn't make it. Whatever, I sucked. I sucked it up, though. Weekends in November, there he is, discouragement himself. It's the Squid Lord. But, yeah, weekends in November, yeah, I write. That's all I do. I wake up, I get a shower, I get something to, like, eat, get some caffeine in me, and I start writing for, like, 8 hours. It sucks. Yeah, but you get it done, which is good. On the weekends, I try to get at least 7,500 words. During the week, I'll write maybe a couple hundred words here and there. If I feel like it, that's the key. That's for me anyway. Take a day or two off of work just to write, much to my wife's chagrin. So that's my tactic. My strategy is to, yeah. And good luck.
And the advantage this year is that there is an extra Sunday.
Yes, there is.
Although last year the advantage was that there was an entire extra weekend.
Yep, I actually have November 2nd off. I put off for it, so I have a full weekend.
Rock.
You're right. Yeah, I was slick. But of course, the kicker is I'm actually losing a weekend. The weekend after, Yodi and I are going to a convention down in Baltimore. And, yeah, I don't think there's going to be a lot of writing done. So, yeah. To figure something out. I may have to write during the week.
No!
I know. I could be watching, like, you know, Torchwood or something. But no, I'm going to be writing. Jeez.
How about any of you other lovely returners? Advice for the newcomer?
I have a few.
And they are?
Okay, sorry. They are right the same time each day. For me, I basically did it the first thing every day, where I got it out of the way first. It worked for me. But whenever time works, just every day set a time to write, or every week, or whatever schedule that works for you. I also went to all the write-ins in my area, and that gave me a lot of inspiration and just a lot of tips and ideas to keep writing. And at the write-ins, we did word wars each time, so I basically just picked a scene and worked on that, or picked a character and just worked on character development. And you just write without thinking. You just use it like a brainstorming session. And if you're typing on a laptop, don't hit the backspace. If you mess up, just rewrite it, and that helps. Also, if at the end of your writing for the day, leave off on a part of the story that will keep you excited, and that will help for when you come back to the story, you have something to work on instead of wondering, like, well, what am I going to work on next? So stop at a good point of the story. That helps me. And last, don't give up. Even if it's the last weekend, don't give up. You can do it.
I absolutely love that last piece of advice. Don't give up is probably the most important thing anybody can tell you about NaNoWriMo. That was awesome. And I also like the part about stopping at a good part, or one person actually said cliffhanger. You know, stop at a cliffhanger so that you want to find out what happens next. That's also a good piece of advice. Too many times I stop at the end of a chapter, and when I come back to the book, it's like, all right, what did I want to do next now? I don't remember. And it's like you waste valuable writing time trying to figure out what you're going to write.
Exactly. And do brainstorming sessions, too. If you don't know what to write or where you're going, don't worry about it. Just pick a character, pick a house in your story and describe the house. Just get something to get you writing to where you just get into the habit of it. And then as you're writing, eventually you might come across something that gets your interest, and then you'll just start writing a scene or chapter or whatever. So it's not so much worry about what you're going to write about, it's just write.
True. Because National Novel Writing Month is all about the quantity over the quality. I know that I've mentioned this before, but in Stephen King's book On Writing, he basically says, when you're writing your first draft, which is what NaNoWriMo is, it's your first draft, it doesn't matter that your words aren't pretty. Just tell your damn story. And that's what NaNoWriMo is all about, is telling your story. And then you can spend the next 5 years polishing it if you want to. Just tell your damn story.
That's one thing I think I like about NaNoWriMo the most, is it allows you to just be free with your writing. Don't worry about the editing. Don't worry about, well, this doesn't match up, or, you know, this probably isn't going to make it into the story. It doesn't matter, because you're writing, and you get into the habit of it, and you work that writing muscle for at least 1 month out of the year. So
exactly.
I love it.
Oh, another good tip for, like, the rest of the year, not November, to keep yourself writing is keep, like, a diary, you know, and just, like, write something every day, even if it's, like, today I had whatever for breakfast, just so you're writing something.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that, although I kind of slacked off in August and September because, don't tell my boss, but I tend to do it at work, and I was too busy at work to even think about doing it.
I like the idea of a journal. I read something recently where an author, she doesn't like writing about herself in a journal, so she just has a writing journal where it's just snippets of scenes that's not necessarily in a book she's working on, but she'll just think of something and just start writing and keep it in a journal, and I like that idea.
Any other advice anyone wants to give Mr. Denison?
Buy plenty of prepackaged food and forget about sleep.
Yeah, sleep is for December. So we've had a couple of people sneak in here. One not so successfully sneaking because, you know, Wendigo called him out when he snuck in. We've got Mr. Squidlord from Operation BSU, call ID 33899. And we also have Mr. Logan from Logan's Run the Podcast at call ID 49899. I know that Squidlord when he writes, likes to write scripts and scathing forum posts. But, Mr. Logan, have you ever thought about doing National Novel Writing Month, out of curiosity? And Logan says, no, I am not a writer. And Squidlord wants to remind me, and source books. Let's not forget source books and essays. Logan has tried, but never really could get into writing. Okay. I was just curious. Alright. I do have a couple of more links that I want to put in the chat room. As I've mentioned in all of the past NaNoWriMo episodes, the Office of Letters and Light is a nonprofit organization, and so fundraising is incredibly important for them. And the first link that I've put in the chat room is a site called GoodSearch.com. It's powered by Yahoo and not Google. Sorry, all of you Google freaks out there. But GoodSearch.com will take the advertising revenue that they get from like the sponsored links and such. If you use GoodSearch as your search engine and place Office of Letters and Light in the box that says, who do you GoodSearch for, then actually any charity that you put in there, but I'm pimping out NaNoWriMo here. they will get a portion of the ad revenue. And then the second link that I put in is their sponsorship page. You can create a sponsorship page at GiftTool, and the link that I put in actually was NaNoWriMo.org/sponsorship, because the actual link to GiftTool that points you to I just did what I hate editing out of, spoiler alert, sorry. The link that actually points you to the NaNoWriMo window, there's a specific word I'm trying really hard to find and can't, is really too long and complicated for me to say out loud. So, but you create a sponsorship page at GiftTool, and you can coerce your friends and family into donating money to the cause. You could probably coerce them with the right to read your novel while you're writing it. Maybe. If the punishment method works for them. I don't know. I know in one of the past episodes, they used a site called First Giving, but apparently this year they're doing GiftTool. So, here's the anatomy of a NaNoWriMo year. In October, that's when things actually start to gear up at NaNoWriMo.org. Toward the end of October, your region will have something called a kickoff meeting. And that's basically where the people in your region get together and basically talk like we're doing now. What are you writing? How did you hear about NaNoWriMo? How long have you been doing NaNoWriMo? Blah-de-blah-de-blah. But it's more local than, you know, a couple of people on a third-rate podcast. Our kickoff meeting here in Austin is actually going to be tomorrow. Wendigo says his was today, but skipped. Okay, fine. Fifth rate. Jeez. Trying to give myself an ego boost, Squidlord. And he wants to be muted. You start writing on November 1st. If you want to, it can be at 12 o'clock and 1 second. You know, some places might even have a midnight write on Halloween night, which, by the way, we are having, with writing starting at 12 a.m. Terry's kickoff is actually on Halloween, with writing starting at 12 a.m. So you're combining the kickoff and the midnight write. That's kind of cool. Then you keep writing all throughout November, and there are usually going to be write-ins throughout November. It's really helpful if you live in a large city that has its own region at the NaNoWriMo website, because you're almost guaranteed to find something near you. If you are in an elsewhere forum, or in Finney's case, a Maryland forum where it encompasses the entire state, good luck to you. But you can always organize your own write-ins and hope for people to come visit you. I'm very lucky because the Austin people are very active, and there is something scheduled practically every day of the month. I think the only day that typically doesn't get anything is Thanksgiving Day. So that's pretty cool. Then at 11:59 and 59 seconds p.m. on November 30th, you stop. In fact, I think the way they have the website set up these days, you actually have to validate everything by that time. Again, in some regions, you'll have what's called a last chance write-in, where on November 30th, it's your one last chance to get together and write and try to hit that 50,000 mark. I sometimes attend those and sometimes don't. It just depends on where it's held. And then, usually in the first week of December, you have the Thank Goodness It's Over party, the TGIO. You get to celebrate the amazing accomplishment of your novel, having written it in 1 month. It is awesome. And again, it's just another opportunity to get together with the people in your region, socially, as opposed to for the purpose of writing this time. Sometimes they'll set up novel excerpt readings where you can kind of show off your talent, or in some of our cases, lack thereof. Sorry. I find that the TGIO is always very fun, and as much of a not people person as I am, I've actually managed to talk to people that I've never met before. And I mean that in that I go up and approach them and say, hey, I'm Flick Guy, and how you doing? I don't normally do that. I tend to be, you know, off in a corner somewhere going, nobody approach me, nobody approach me, nobody approach me, nobody approach me. And that's probably how I'll be at my sister's reception. My sister's getting married in November, by the way. Well, actually, let me rephrase that. She's already married. She's having her wedding. She's having the actual ceremony. And hey, sis, Terry sends her congrats. I just don't like that she's doing it in November. It's like, doesn't she know I have a novel to write? Of all of the inconsiderate sisters, to have her wedding in November, oh my gosh. I kid, sis. I love you. Oh, and Terry's moving in November, but she's still doing Nano. Yeah, oh
my goodness. Absolutely. And one thing I did not want to give up is I wanted to do NaNoWriMo, and I was debating whether to go to the write-ins or not because I just wasn't sure when the moving day was going to be, but I think I am going to go to the kickoff party and try to make as many write-ins as I can.
Good, 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 good.
They really did help me last year, and our group that gets together has continued throughout the year to do editing sessions. I'm not thinking of the name of it right now, but I haven't been able to go to those, so hopefully this next year I'll be able to.
So, out of curiosity and slightly off topic, did you participate in Nano Edmo?
No.
Okay. So, does anyone else here, I know Wendigo says no, does anyone else here like to do the social aspects of NaNoWriMo?
I couldn't last year because we didn't have any.
Okay. I know in the chat room you said that you guys have a region now and you actually have an ML. Do you think you might go to some this year?
We're discussing it, but because of the third shift schedule, it's topsy-turvy about whether we can or not.
Okay. Finny, did you have a chance to do any of that last year? I know you live in a goofy kind of...
Yeah, I was in a rush. I'm looking at being able to go. It looks like they're actually having some that are actually close to me, because like you, I use public transportation.
Uh-huh.
I might be able to make some of the write-ins this year, so I'm going to try.
Yeah, I know one of, or maybe even both of, the kickoffs in Maryland were today.
Yeah, I wasn't able to make either of them. They're both out of my particular area.
Denizen, you think you might go to some of these events? Or will you even have an opportunity to? Have you even been to your region yet? Are you muted? Am I muted? I'm not muted. Hey, Josh, we're talking to you. Okay, he's not talking to us. Squidlord says he saw me come in and cowers in awe. I think it's more revulsion, but that's okay. Oh, apparently Denizen's mic is not picking up his voice at the moment. Grr. Well, let us know in the chat at least, then, if you might end up going to some of these things. Okay. Because personally, I find the social aspect, and this is weird, I'm an antisocial person in my day-to-day life. Some people who have gotten to know me don't believe that. Oh, they've gotten to know me like on the internet and stuff, because, you know, I have this podcast thing where I act like I'm social on a somewhat weekly basis, or, you know, did before the hiatus. Shh, don't tell anybody. And, you know, then I'm an actor, so I'm obviously extroverted, right? Yeah, sure, whatever. In an actual social situation, once again, I stand in the corner and go, I hope nobody comes over here. I like holding up the wall. It's fun. And yet you get me involved in National Novel Writing Month, and I am all over town at all hours of the night. I'm going to be having a slumber party with some of these folks. We actually call it the 12-hour lockdown. We kind of go into a building at 7 o'clock on a Friday night and don't come out until 7 o'clock Saturday morning. And that'll be fun. Can we hear you now, Mr. Denizen?
I don't know. Let me try.
Awesome.
Ah, there we go. I see a feedback on my... I'm in bold type in the chat room. Yay, success. So to address the previous question of if I was planning on attending any of the events for my region, what I was saying was I'd kind of have to know what my region was to begin with. I haven't really done any looking into what region I would be in or where the events would be. So even if I did, I don't know if I would have the time to attend. But it would be something at least worth looking into, I suppose.
Definitely. Head on over to your regional lounge. I mean, you'll obviously look in Georgia and kind of look for an area that looks close to where you are. Which I know just sounds so intuitive, but you'd be surprised how many people go, "How do I find my region? Where do you live?" Okay. But you live somewhat close to the Atlanta area, right?
Somewhat. Northeast Georgia, probably around the Gainesville area, I would say.
Yeah, so you would want to look for something around there then. And worst comes to worst, you're in Georgia elsewhere. Which, unfortunately, that ends up being a crapshoot. What are your personal word count goals this year? Once again, don't everybody talk at once.
I think I'm going to go with the minimum, the 50,000. And if I get more, I get more.
Okay.
Well, if this year ends up like last year, it was Thanksgiving, I hit the 50,000, and I haven't touched my novel since. So I'm thinking 50,000 is a good goal. And depending where I'm at with the story, I might keep going or work on my novel from last year after that.
I'm actually going to try going a little bit higher than my original work. I'm going to try to go for 60K this time. And hopefully in 60K I'll actually manage to finish the story. Because when I hit my goal last year, I was like, I'm done with this.
Oh, that's pretty ambitious. That's 2,000 words a day. And don't you try to shoot for finishing by your birthday?
I usually do. And sounds pretty good to me. Because, I mean, if I manage to finish 50K, and I actually finished the day before my birthday. So I need something to keep me on my toes. So.
Yeah, because if you finish on November 25th, at 50,000 words, that alone is 2,000 words a day. So if you just do the same thing you did last year but continue through the end of the month, that's your 60K right there.
That's true. And to end this year, we don't see any weird vacations near the end of the month, so I might actually be able to do it.
Cool. And Wendigo has a very small number for someone who's done this 7 years.
Yeah, I know. It's more, the numbers matter. The last three times, it's like every time I hit 50,000 words, I submit it to the site. I download my winter stuff. I go downstairs because I'm usually hiding in the attic writing and throw on a movie and get and fall asleep. That's how I celebrate pretty much everything. But now this time, I want to actually finish the damn story because I'm tired of getting like three quarters of the way through and going, yeah, I won. Because I go back and I look at these and I'm like, yeah, what was I going to do with that? What the hell, man? I can't just end a novel with a lesbian bathtub scene. That's just not right. You have to keep going. You persevere.
Oh, come on. A lesbian bathtub scene sounds like a happy ending to me.
Oh, to be more specific, underage lesbian bathtub scene. Oh, yes.
Okay, that one I'm not commenting on.
Having a story. Yeah, I love having a story that, you know, transcends borders where intent don't really matter. You know, with a crazy tattoo story with the tattoos that were coming to life and killing people. And the one chick, that's old. And it's good stuff. It's fun. Last year's, I got it like right before the big Germamax, and I was just like, yeah, screw it. Forget it. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Wow.
So I think this year it's going to be, let's finish it.
That's a good goal. I think you should.
Yeah.
And Mr.
Then I can start editing stuff.
Oh, no. Don't use the E word around me.
Sorry.
And Mr. Denizen, as a first-timer, are you thinking anything more ambitious than the 50,000?
Honestly, I'll be surprised if I get that far. I think I'll just plan on shooting for the 50,000. Barring that, I would be thrilled if I got, say, 30,000 out of myself.
Okay. Well, we have faith in you. And by we, I mean I and the mouse I keep in my pocket for first-person plural emergencies, because I refuse to speak for anyone else present.
Yeah, I'm sure they all have the greatest of confidence in me. Who is this guy? Except maybe Squid Lord. He knows who I am, unfortunately. Oh, yay, Wendigo believes in me. Yay, Wendigo!
Now I've got this Peter Pan and fairy thing in my head. Thank you so much, Wendigo. I do believe
That's
in
right.
Denizen. I do believe in Denizen.
God, if you believe.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Oh, gosh. All right, and as a segue to the last thing that I absolutely feel like I have to talk about, my goal is to write as many words as I possibly can to help the Austin and Houston Lushquins kick the crap out of the Maryland Crabs. Because...
You talking crap again?
Yes, I am. Because with my hat officially back in the ring, I am doing personal battle against Finny this year! Ha 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 ha!
Okay, be ready to eat those words.
I have a nice little fava beans and a nice Chianti in my refrigerator just in case.
My region of 34 people will kick everyone's butt.
Looks like we have a three-way battle going on.
And that is a segue to this little bit that I wanted to mention. A lot of regions will challenge other regions to a word war, and the methodology varies from region to region. What we do in our... This is our fourth year doing battle?
I believe so.
Yeah, the 2 years that I was in ML, municipal liaison, I did the challenge against the Crabs, and that was... 2006 was my first year, was our first year doing that. So, what we do in our little word war is we take volunteers so as not to put undue pressure on anyone else in the region, and we basically average out word counts, because that way if we have 10 people and they have 25 people, we don't have to write 2.5 times more than they do, we just have to average higher. And it's really cool, and it's really fun, and once again, I'm going to personally compare my count to Finny's count and attempt to write more than she does.
Oh, so we're going to make it personal.
Oh, yeah. This time it's personal, because I wasn't there last time.
That would make me interested. Although you have normally, in the past years, written way more than I have, but I'm willing to take up the challenge.
Well, it honestly depends on how interested I am in the story. Well, actually... One time it was just a matter of, can I do this? You know, like, the year that I hated the story, I only wrote 54,000 words.
Understandable.
You know, that was my low count. So I'm very pleased with myself that all four times I've done this, I've won. But...
Right.
Yeah, it's like, I'm capable of the 50,000, I want to try for higher. And although I'm not actively trying to, one day I hope to even write more than the 104 that I did in 05.
Honestly, I don't see more than 100K coming anytime in my near future.
Yeah. I remember the year that Sereri and Saluna did battle against each other. This was when Sereri was in your region. You know, your guy did like 500,000 and our girl did 400,000 or something like that.
It was like 480,000. She almost caught up with him.
Yeah, it's just like this huge, gigantic amount of numbers, and I'm just like, how the heck? And then when Sereri, for whatever reason last year, defected to our side, I'm like, oh, we've got this one locked. Because we've got Saluna and Sereri. Come on, you guys got no hope. And this year, we're trying to abate the unfair advantage that Sereri represents.
Right.
And I know I should not actually be calling Sereri out in public like this, but I think it's awesome that he can write that much, but it's discouraging for both sides, really, because the Maryland side, they get discouraged because, Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know that you guys got discouraged, because I'm looking at the numbers and going, you had more people hit crack 100,000 than we did. The only reason we won last year, and I say we as in the Lushquins, because again, I wasn't there.
Right.
Was the million words that Cereri wrote.
It was more that everybody was pushing themselves extra hard, because we're like, well, we lost our like crazy high writer. If we all do want to win this world war, we're going to have to push harder than we normally do.
Yeah, and I wish I could remember her username, because I don't want to use her real name without permission. I'm going to call her Jay.
Podwaterband?
Huh?
Podwaterband?
No.
Oh, not her?
No, the one organizing it this year.
Oh, can't remember her name.
Yeah, it starts with a J, so I'm going to call her Jay.
Okay.
Jay had told me that to console themselves, or to console yourselves, you kind of added up the scores, also taking out the high score in addition to the low score. And doing that, y'all kicked our butts from here to Clearwater, Texas. You know? So when I heard that, I'm going, that's a great idea. It yanks out the super... basically yanking the high and the low yanks out the outliers.
Right.
And takes out the unfair advantage of, like, the super uber writer. Again, right. I'm really, really glad that he can do that, but I don't want my team using him as a crutch, and I don't want your team feeling discouraged because, oh no, there's absolutely no hope we'll ever catch up. You know, I want everybody to be encouraged by the word count challenge. That's the whole purpose of the word count challenge. And that's why this actually has kind of been a dilemma for us, because at the same time, I don't want to discourage him if he wants to write a million words again. And I don't want to discourage anyone on your side from being the high writer, even because, you know, if I were the high writer, I might go, well, if my words don't count, why am I even bothering?
Right.
So it's a dilemma, but at the same time, it just seems right, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Of course, that begs the question, do I ever make sense?
Of course, I'm wondering about all the other people who aren't in our word war. Did they understand?
Well, that's true, too. Sorry, kids! Kind of went super limited there.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, my point here is, check with your regional lounge and see if there is a word count war going on. I know that the municipal liaison of Corpus Christi is wanting to challenge all of the Texas regions, and it would be one of those, they're just going to count up the region averages as opposed to volunteers, so it's not something additional that I would have to keep track of. And some word wars are like that. Some word wars are like ours, where it's going to be specific people. Volunteer if you have one, because holy crap, it can be such a huge motivator. The reason I hit 54,000 words in 2006 was the challenge. Because about the middle of the month, I'm like, I'm hating every word of this. Why am I bothering? And then this little nagging voice in the back of my head that was reminding me to remind everyone else that they needed to update their word count was going, oh yeah, that's why. Because I'm in this challenge. So the challenge actually helped me win that year. Go, Samantha.
I have an update. Our ML has just sent out an email to us about when our kickoff party is. And it will be on November 1st, along with the first write-in.
That sounds cool.
So we'll see if we go. It's a bit early in the day, of course, because it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a bit early in the day for us to go, but we might attempt to. Keep in mind that 2 p.m. for us is equivalent to 2 a.m.
Right.
Oh, and somebody just posted that they're putting in write-ins right down the street from my job. So I'll be attending some write-ins.
Awesome. Yeah, I have to make a confession here and a potential apology to anyone in Austin who's listening to this. I tend to be kind of disruptive at my write-ins. I go to a write-in and I'm talking to everybody. And it's like, I should be writing, but I'm talking to everybody. And you get me and Silver together, and it's, yeah, all bets are off. We're making puns at each other and making fun of everyone, making fun of each other, discussing how we're going to kill each other in our novels. One last question for anyone who wants to answer it. What do you think about the dares?
The what?
I knew someone was going to ask that. Dares are a staple of NaNoWriMo. There's usually a thread on the national level, and a lot of times there's also a thread on the local level. And basically, dares are little things that you can add to your challenge. Like, the very first year I did this, one of the dares that I saw was write your whole novel without ever naming your main character.
Oh, well, that would suck.
And I did. Although, I guess technically his name was Our Hero, because I referred to him as Our Hero the entire novel. He does not have a name. Well, actually, according to him, he has a name, but he's not going to tell anybody.
Oh, so he's like you.
My name is Darren Blake. No, he doesn't even give out a pseudonym. It's like... Yeah.
I guess if you wrote in the first person, that would be easier to do.
Can be. Wendigo's got a good example, kind of like the Doctor from Doctor Who.
Yeah, but Doctor Who isn't 50,000 words.
Some of the novels based on Doctor Who...
Oh, wait, I was thinking, never mind, I was thinking of the kids' books, Dr. Seuss.
Oh, Dr. Seuss.
Sorry. I should know Doctor Who. TC the Whovian, and I should know that by now.
So, did anyone use dares last year, or in Wendigo's case?
I didn't even know what dare was last year.
Oh, wow. I didn't talk about dares last year?
No.
Wow.
The only forums I've gone to it, the site, are my regional ones. I've never actually gone to any of the others.
Yeah, I tend to stick in the Austin forums myself these days. And we don't have a dare thread yet. Although I've also been kind of checking in with the Maryland and Houston forums, and both of them do have dare threads.
We have dare threads, but I'm browsing for the dare thread. It doesn't look like we've decided on one yet.
So, does anyone have anything else they want to mention about NaNoWriMo that I haven't already brought up? Or revisit a NaNoWriMo topic that I have brought up. Anyone?
Well, one of the rewards for winning is you can actually get a copy of your book published.
Oh, that's true. What is it? Create Space did that last year, and
yeah,
they're doing it again this year?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that used to be something Lulu offered.
I'm really actually looking forward to it. I'm planning that if I finish, I'm going to get my copy of the book.
I probably will, too.
It's probably a good thing that I don't have a parent anymore, because it would be really embarrassing if my parents wanted to read my books if I do put an erotic element in it.
Yeah, my sister has never asked me if she could read Jabberwocky 2, and I actually made a vanity copy of that. That's actually the only one I made a vanity copy of. I should probably get the Cranston Chronicles worked up, formatted for a vanity copy at Lulu. Never even bothered to finish Serial Filler, or Jabberwocky 3 for that matter.
Depending on how good I think the book is, I might actually see about getting it on Amazon too. Because that's one of the options, I guess. That after you get your copy, is you can get it printed for sale on Amazon.
That would be cool. That's something I haven't considered yet, because I'm not willing to put forth any actual effort in editing stuff.
I'm not sure if I'll have the guts to actually put it up there for other consumption and criticism, but we'll see.
Alright, last call. So let me double check my notes and make sure I mentioned everything I wanted to. Yep, that's all I wrote down. Yeah, I guess in the past I've mentioned, like, in general, rewards that we give ourselves, because Wendigo just mentioned that he's going to reward himself with geckos. I don't think he means changing his car insurance.
No, no. Now, last year it was the iPods.
Uh-huh.
The Nano iPods. I think this year, getting some discount geckos. They're so cute. They didn't grab our Zuva house yet.
Samantha's rewarding herself with Olive Garden. TC's is Sweet Tomatoes. Is that another restaurant? Or
yeah, it's an all-you-can-eat salad bar.
Oh, nice.
That he really likes, and it's not entirely close. It's about 30 to 40 miles away, so we don't go there often. Sweet Tomatoes.
So what are you giving yourself if you win, Terry?
I'm trying to remember what it was, because I know I gave myself the incentive throughout November that if I won NaNoWriMo, I was going to get an Audible account. But then at the end of November, I didn't because I realized how much it would cost.
Right.
But I'm trying to remember what I gave myself because I know I did a reward for myself, but I don't remember what it was.
I think we're talking about this year's rewards, though.
Well, I know, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do this year.
Okay.
I'll have to think about it.
Finny?
I'm willing to give anyone a cat for an reward if they want Merle. Oh. They can have him. He thinks he's a parrot right now.
Oh, gosh. Finny?
Well, if I make my 60K, I am going to redeem my coupon for a free Cold Stone thing of ice cream for my birthday.
Yum. You should redeem it anyway.
I haven't had Cold Stone in months. That's a fitting reward for me.
And Mr. Denizen, do you think you might reward yourself for hitting 50,000 words?
Most definitely if I did hit the 50,000. I have no idea what it would be, though. Something definitely that I have never done before, I would say.
Okay. We'll be thinking about it during November and definitely keep us posted.
Oh, I will. Absolutely. I may call in some feedback to give you progress or something. You can play it.
Nice. I think our first return show is going to have to be like just an Uber feedback show with nothing else. I kid. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm answering the question for myself. I have no idea. I'm just thrilled that I've decided to do NaNoWriMo again because I get to see all of these wonderful people again. And I get to see them tomorrow. I'm excited. Well, if there is nothing else that anybody wants to mention, we've hit a good stopping time. So I'm going to drop the mute wall upon all of your heads. Ah, ha, 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 ha. And then I will count them. One wonderful head. Ah.
No.
That was perfect. Y'all are awesome. I love y'all. Ah, beautiful. Beautiful.
Hi, I'm Flick Guy.
And I'm Lazy T.
And we want you to listen to a podcast.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything out of it.
It's called Spoiler Alert.
Spoiler Alert! Spoiler Alert!
Each episode, we will review a movie so in-depth that you will walk away from it knowing more than you ever wanted to know. So be warned, if you haven't seen the movie, you will be spoiled.
If you want really technical information about a movie,
go somewhere else.
That's it, because we ain't got it, kids.
You can find Spoiler Alert in iTunes or at talkshoe.com/TC/11811.
Go there.
And that's going to do it for this quite accurately named unscripted episode, after all, of Flickerbrack. I want to thank all of these wonderful, fantastic voice participants that we've had tonight. We've got Mr. Wendigo from No Discernible Podcast, nodiscernablepodcast.com. We have the Denizen, who is pretty awesome. We have Infinity Nevermore, who sucks, but she's awesome, but she will lose. We have Samantha from Dark Castings, darkcastings.blogspot.com, and The Sims Modcast, thesimsmodcast.blogspot.com. Also from The Sims Modcast, we have Miss Terry, She Who Sims. Yeah, that was all the voice participants. I would also like to thank all of the text chat participants. That would be my buddy Dev, who has, as always, had pretty much nothing valuable to say. No, I kid, Dev. I love you. Mr. Squidlord from Operation BSU, operationbsu.livejournal.com, and Logan from Logan's Run the Podcast, logansrunthepodcast.com. Usually at this point I have a what's coming next, but we are still on hiatus technically and officially, so stay tuned for announcements involving that. But we would... Oh! Thank you, Terry. Terry reminded me that I had originally talked about having a third unscripted show at the beginning of December, but not December... Well, maybe. At the beginning of December as our annual NaNoWriMo wrap-up show. So I'm going to ask here in the chat room, is there interest? Would you come back for that? Wow, that was overwhelming. So I'm going to go ahead and say for now, I'm going to have to go with another stay tuned, though. It's either going to be December 5th or December 12th, depending on when our TGIO turns out to be. But once it is absolutely firmly established, I will release a non-episode or something. So how about December 5th or December 12th at 11 p.m. Eastern Time? Does that work for everyone? Dev can't do December 5th, so it's definitely December 5th. 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Finny. Cool. And also, if your TGIO happens to be on the 5th, let me know so that I can go ahead and schedule it for the 12th, because obviously I want you here too, so that you can admit defeat at my hands. Sorry, that was me being evil. In the meantime, we would love to hear from you if you are a NaNoWriMo participant, if you've ever thought about doing NaNoWriMo, if you are, for whatever reason, morally opposed to NaNoWriMo so that we can mock you. You can send an email to flickabrack@gmail.com. That's flickabrack@gmail.com. Please mention to me if you would like me not to read your comment on the show, because otherwise there's a very good chance that I'm going to, especially if I get to mock you. Ha ha ha! Sorry. Alternately, you can call us at our listener line and leave us a message, 206-350-2310. Definitely visit our show notes page at flickabrack.com, because part of the catch-up project involves catching up on my show notes. Let's cross our fingers for that one. Also, to keep it... and I'm leaving that in, too. Haha. Also, if you want to keep up with progress on the catch-up project, or for, you know, actual scheduling information, you can either follow us at tinyurl.com/flickabrack. There's a little follow button, and you'll get all of the emails that I send out announcing shows and such. Because once I actually schedule the show, I will send out a reminder or a notice at that point. Follow us on Twitter and or on Plurk, twitter.com/flickabrack and plurk.com/flickabrack, because I will also make a note there. And I've already mentioned tinyurl.com/flickabrack, so I don't need to say that again. Wow. It's tough when I'm not doing a regular show, because my normal spiel just goes, meow. So I think I will close out for now. Once again, thank you so much for coming to talk to us. I always seem to get the highest participation rate when it's the NaNoWriMo shows. I wonder why that is. Must be because NaNoWriMo's awesome. I'm Darren Blake. I really should have saved that little spiel for there. Oh well. So I will see you in December for another Unscripted.
Flickabrack thanks the Podsafe Music Network for providing all of the music you have heard in this podcast. Assimilate their music at music.podshow.com.